Alright guys, my name is Stuart Nicholas. I'm 18 years old. Today is November 28th, 2018, and I'm speaking with my mother. Her name's Amy Nicholas. We're recording this interview in my house. How are you doing, Amy?
I'm doing great, Stuart. Thank you.
Of course. Alright, so my first question to you is, how did you meet your husband? And I kind of want you to describe your night and how that went.
So it was the day after my 21st birthday. And I went to a bar in Broad Ripple called The Vogue and was hanging out with my friends, and someone behind me tapped my shoulder, and when I turned around, it was this very good-looking guy with great green eyes, and he asked if I had seen the waitress, and we just started talking and hit it off right away, and it was kind of love at first sight.
So do you think he asked you this question, have you seen the waitress, because he was actually wondering or because he wanted to talk to you?
I think he was actually wondering because he hadn't really seen me at that point.
But then you guys clicked right away?
Yes.
And what did you guys do for the rest of the night?
We just really talked a long time and got to know each other, and we danced and we were just laughing, and his friends actually wanted to leave, but he wanted to stay to talk longer, so I offered to give him a ride home.
All right. Next question is, are there any funny stories people tell about you from when you were growing up?
Well, one funny story is when I was in high school and I worked at the Dairy Queen, I thought that my best guy friend was coming through the drive-through, and he ordered a drink in a really funny voice, and I answered in the same voice, and it turned out not to be him, and it was someone with a speech impediment, and I felt really bad about that.
What was their reaction when they saw you at the drive-thru window?
They actually didn't see me. I was so embarrassed. I ran across and said I had to go to the bathroom, and I had another coworker go to take his money.
My final question is, tell me how you want to be remembered.
That's really a great question, and I really want to be remembered as a woman who loves God first and really focuses on loving her family well and serving them and being a wonderful friend to others.
Awesome. And that's it, guys. Thank you for listening. Hope you all have a good day. Good job, Mimi.
Good job, Stewie.